Vajra Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namah. Nice to be with all of you. Hare Krishna.
Okay, I'm going to record now, so I'll start now. Hey, Hare Krishna, everyone, and good morning.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。
And welcome again to this series of talks on preaching is the essence.
再次欢迎大家来聆听我们的系列讲课，传播是精髓。
This morning we're very, very fortunate to have another one of the moons that Srila Prabhupada attracted to his movement.
我们说 Srila Prabhupada 在他的运动当中吸引了很多轮明月。那么今天早上我们又特别幸运的邀请到了另外一位被圣帕帕吸引进来的一轮明月。
A new moon.
新月。
No, new moon. You know what is a new moon? Dark moon.
He's a new moon. He is a full moon. Full moon.
是满月。
Our dear Ashu Prabhu.
那就是我们亲爱的阿舒帕布。
Krishna Bali.
No need Prabhu. If it's Ashu, there is no need Prabhu. Prabhu does not go with Ashu. Huh? Ashu is just Ashu.
Well,
就是阿舒和帕布这个两个词，不搭配。
Krishna Baladev Prabhu.
阿舒或者 Krishna Baladev Prabhu
doesn't really need an introduction. Everyone knows him quite well.
阿舒我们就不用再多介绍了，因为大家对阿舒都比较熟悉。
For many, many long years, he has been preaching in the China mission.
因为这么多年来，阿舒都一直在中国使命当中，在积极的做着一些传教的工作。
And for so many years, he's been giving you classes.
而且这么多年了，阿叔都一直不停地在给我们做网上还有线下的讲课。
For a number of years, he was based in China.
也有连续几年，阿叔就住在中国。
Then in Hong Kong, and now in Taiwan.
也在香港住过，现在在台湾。
He joined Prabhupada's movement in the 70s.
他是在70年代的时候加入到圣普拉布帕达的使命当中的。
And has done a variety of services through the years.
这么多年来也从事了各种各样的奉爱服务。
But I'm going to let him tell us about that.
那么具体的细节我们就请阿叔自己来讲述一下。
So, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us.
感谢阿叔今天早上参加我们的节目。
It's my great pleasure.
Hare Krishna. Devotees love to hear about how someone was first introduced to Krishna consciousness. So maybe you could share that with us.
Ah.
都特别喜欢听一个奉献人是怎别的奉献人是怎么样加入到 Krishna 知觉当中的？那您能不能也给我们讲一下您的故事？您是怎么进入了 Krishna 知觉当中的
？Usually devotees don't like so much to talk about their own selves.
一般奉献者都不愿意去谈论自己。
But yeah, sometimes can inspire others to hear stories how devotees were touched by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
但有时候听到，当我们听到其他奉献者他们的生命是如何被圣 Prabhupada 触动，发生转变，听到这些故事，其他奉献者也会很受激励。
As you remember, in the late 60s, when Srila Prabhupada went to London to join a group of devotees that were already there, and they had come in contact with the Beatles, most particular George Harrison.
60年代末的时候，在伦敦已经有一批奉献者提前在那里进行一些服务，而且他们接触到了披头士乐队，尤其是他的主唱乔治·哈里森。当时圣普拉帕也去那里见他们。
And Prabhupada also met George Harrison.
Prabhupada 也在那里见到了乔治·哈里森。
And other Beatles.
还有披头士乐队的其他的成员。
In the musical scene, these were the most popular music band.
那时候在流行乐坛，披头士乐队可是最受欢迎的一个乐队。
And George Harrison was particularly interested in Indian music, Indian instruments, so he became very, very friendly with the devotees and helped the devotees in many ways.
George Harrison 对印度音乐和印度的乐器尤其感兴趣，所以他就在多方面给了奉献者很大的帮助。
So out of many, many things he did for the devotees, incredible things actually,that pleased very much Srila Prabhupada. One of the things was to record the devotees singing different Vaishnava prayers.
And George Harrison 为奉献者们做了很多事情，其中最显著、最重要的事情之一就是他、录制了奉献者们唱诵 Vaishnava 歌曲 Vaishnava奉爱歌曲的录音，这个服务也特别的取悦施了 Prabhupada。
So George Harrison was devoted to the devotees. You know, he was very dedicated to the devotees, and I was a kind of a devotee of George Harrison.
George Harrison 特别的专注，特别的投入在服务奉献者。我当时算是George Harrison 的奉献者。
Means I like very much his music, his style, and I used to buy all the records with his musical productions.
我之所以说我就我算是George Harrison 的奉献者，是因为我特别喜欢他的音乐，喜欢他的风格，我几乎买了他所有的专辑。
You see, I grew up in Africa amidst the monkeys.
我是在非洲长大的，而且在那里见到很多猴子。
I grew up among the monkeys.
我是在猴子群里面长大的。
Yeah, we all came from the monkeys, no?
我们都是从猴子而来的。
That's what everybody says out there.
那是就是很多人认为的人类的一个进化的过程。
It's an amazing, in a place where nothing really was really, really happening, a remote place in Africa.I got to have the chance of buying this a record that George Harrison had produced commercially with the devotee singing. That same record he made for the devotees, he produced also commercially and was sold all over the world.
其实是挺奇妙的一件事情，在非洲那么偏远的一个地方，我居然买到了 George Harrison。制作的一个唱片，这个唱片呢是他录制了奉献者唱诵奉爱歌曲的唱片，而且录制之后呢，他是在他是卖出去的。
I didn't understand who were the I could not figure out who was the group singing because it was not George Harrison. I didn't figure out who was singing. It was kind of a little fuzzy, but.I became right from the very beginning very attracted to the Maha Mantra.
这个唱片里面并不是 就是哈里森本人在唱诵，不是他本人在唱歌，有一群人，我也搞不清楚，挺模糊，不知道谁在唱诵，但是从一开始我听到我就被玛哈曼彻所吸引了。
And believe me, I was hearing that record practically every day, particularly the song with the Mahamantra Hare Krishna.
说真的，我是每一天都在听那些歌曲，尤其是那一首有 Mahamantra 的那首歌。
So this was my first encounter with Krishna consciousness by hearing the Mahamantra sung by the devotees. And practically every day I would listen to that record, to that particular segment of the record.
这就是我和 Krishna 之举的第一次接触，就是通过听到奉献者们唱诵Hare Krishna Mahamantra。 那段时间我就听每天都会听那首歌。
There were no devotees in that part of the world.
当时我待的那个地方还没有奉献者。
I've never heard about devotees.
我也从来没听过，没听说过奉献者。
I have never seen a book about Krishna consciousness.
也根本没有见到过任何跟 Krishna 智觉有关的书。
But the holy name was there.
但圣名却在那儿。
And this is certainly was the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He wanted this record to happen and he wanted the devotees to sing the Mahamantra in public. It was recorded, it was put in an LP record and it was distributed all over the world.
这无疑是 Srila Prabhupada 的仁慈，他希望奉献者能够去唱诵 Mahamantra， 把它录制成唱片，并且在全世界范围内大范围的去派发。
Later on, I remember going to a movie theater to see a movie with criminals, police and criminals, a kind of a action movie. And then there was one scene in a movie where the police in London were persecuting a criminal, and while they are running in the streets, at one point the camera shows the devotees in one corner of Oxford Street chanting the Mahamantra, singing and dancing and chanting the Mahamantra.
我记得有一次去电影院里面看一个警匪片，正好有一个情节是警察在追那个罪犯，然后这镜头又捕捉到一个镜头是在大街上的一个角落里面，奉献者在一边唱诵一边跳舞，唱诵的就是 Mahamantra。
It was just a few seconds.
其实也就持续了几秒钟的时间。
But that scene remained in my mind.
但那一幕就一直留在了我的心里。
These are the same guys from that record.
我就认出来了，那群人就是我在唱片中听到的唱诵的那群人。
Then it started growing an interest in my heart. I would like to meet these people because this is really, it's really how far out this type of music is really something. The way they dress, their style is really something.
这时候我心里面就升起了一种兴趣，一个兴趣。我很想认识这些人，这些人他们唱的歌，还有他们穿的衣服，他们的风格真的很不一样。
But I was just captivated by the music, by the mantra, the music itself.
我就是被他们的音乐本身，被这mantra本身所吸引。
So shortly after that period, maybe 6 months later, we had to evacuate that country because it was torn by the war, and we had to leave to go back to the mainland in Europe.
不久之后呢，我们就不得不离开非洲，因为那战争的原因，我们就又回到了欧洲大陆。
So we carried just a few belongings, really very, very, very short, and we were forced to leave, you know, hotels that were put at the disposition of the emigrants coming from the colonies.
当时我们就简单的拿了一些日用品，有就返回到欧洲大陆。当时也不得不就住在那个殖民国家的那个酒店里。
So I went back to Portugal because this was a colony from the Portuguese.
后来我就到了葡萄牙，那是
Because I left was a colony, a Portuguese colony in Africa.
因为我离开，我是从葡萄牙的一个殖民地，非洲殖民地开的。
So in Portugal, after a few weeks of being in Portugal, one time I was moving in a square where the hippies and all kind of youngsters would gather around a huge park, and there were music, there were all kinds of stuff going on, there were drugs. And then I just happened to go there because I was much into that scene, and I spot in one corner two devotees surrounded by quite a good crowd of people.
在葡萄牙待了几个礼拜之后，有一天我就在一个广场上走着，那个广场上有很多嬉皮士啊，很多年轻人，当然也有一些吸毒的人，各种各样的人。然后我在一个角落看到两个奉献者，然后他们周围围着一大群人。
They were brahmacharis dressed in saffron clothes.
那是两个 brahmachari 正手生，他们穿着橘红色的衣服。
When I saw them, say, "Wow, these are the people. These are the guys from the record."
看到他们俩之后，我就说，哇，他们就是我在唱片听到的唱歌的人。
I broke through the crowd. I wanted to meet them.
我就穿过人群，想去见他们。
Who are you guys?
我就问他们说，你们是谁？
I have heard your music for quite almost a year. I've been using your record, hearing your record. Where are you from? Where are you from?
我听过你们的唱片，听了一年了。你们是谁？你们是从哪里来的？
So they didn't dealt much with my question. They just introduced me to books. I think you should read these books. If you are interested in us, you should read these books because they were distributing books.
因为他们在派书，所以他们没有顾得上回答我的问题，就直接说，我觉得你应该请一本这个书。你对我们感兴趣，肯定也对我们那个书感兴趣的。
These two devotees had come from Brazil.
这两个奉献者是来自于
Brazil, Bashi.
Bashi.
Because they speak the same language.
因为他们讲的语言是一样的。
So they went to Portugal as a first step in their traveling to India by land. In those days, we could travel in Europe. So Europe, Asia, you could travel by bus and boat and by land mostly. You could travel to India because there was no wars in those areas.
因为当时那个时候，你从欧洲到亚洲旅行的话，其实还可以通过陆上交通，也就是可以通过船只，也可以通过汽车。当时没有战争，所以是陆上交通是可以的。那这俩奉献者是要去印度的，他们只是途经巴西途经葡萄牙。
It was cheaper, much cheaper, and it was very exciting.
他们是通过陆上交通要去印度的。这种方法的话比较便宜，而且很刺激。
And in order to make money for their travelings, they were distributing Srila Prabhupada's books.
为了赚一些路费，他们就沿途派发一些圣帕帕德的书籍。
And they had two books at that time. Was one Sri's Upanishad, and the other was Beyond Birth and Death.
当时他们有两本书，一本是《至尊奥义书》，一本是《超越生死》。
And immediately I grabbed the books and gave them a donation they asked for.
我马上就拿了两本书，然后给了他们布施，因为他们在要布施。
But they didn't leave me away. They say, we have a place here. We have some friends give us a room and we are holding programs every Sunday. So you please come and visit us.
你给我拍了书之后，他们也没有轻易就让我放我走，而是马上又跟我说，我们有一个地方，有个朋友给我们间屋子，让我们来用，我们用那个屋子会每周都有节目在那里。
This was in Lisbon, the capital.
那是在巴西的首都布里斯班。
嗯，那不是巴西，葡萄牙的那是。
葡萄牙的首都。
The devotees came from Brazil, but they were now in Portugal.
就是这两个奉献者是巴西来的，他们现在是在葡萄牙。
So in the next Sunday, I went to visit their place.
那接下来的周六我就去见他们了，去他们的地方。
Meanwhile, I had already gone through the books.
那时候我已经看过书了。
Didn't complete reading all the books, but I was reading over and over the introduction of Srila Prabhupada in the Sri's Upanishad.
刚刚说那个是在葡萄牙的首都里斯本，我看了书。而且是反复的看了圣普拉布帕德的介绍部分。
In the Sri's Upanishad, is a talk that Srila Prabhupada gave in Cornwall Stadium, what do you call that? In London, a very very famous place in London, a very special hall.And Prabhupada gave an introduction where he explained it from A to Z, the whole philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. So they have transcribed that and they put it as an introduction of the Sri's Upanishad. I believe you still have it in a Chinese version because it's a very fantastic introduction.
这是奥义书的导言部分，是圣 Prabhupada 在英国的一个很有名的地方的讲座，他们把国家梵歌的内容从可以说是从 A 到 Z， 从最基础的到最高的阶段做了一个概述。那个讲课的文本被奉献者整理出来，放入在导言部分，作为这本书《至尊奥义书》的介绍。我希望中文版本里面还依然保留着这段介绍。
It was just so far out, you know, everything had so much, and you know, was explained in such a language, simple language, you know, I was so caught by that explanation that everything made so much sense to me.
真的，对我来说，这个导言特别的特别的新颖，而且语言又是那么的简单，听上去都特别特别有道理，我非常受吸引。
So I read again and again and again just that introduction.
所以就《至尊奥义书》的这个导言部分，我就反复读了很多遍。
So I visit the devotees on Sunday.
周日的时候我就去见奉献者了。
What a place they had, my goodness.
天哪，他们的那个简直是什么样的一个地方呀
？A very very old building，
非常非常老旧的一座楼。
With this old old wooden staircase that make an incredible noise, crunch crunch crunch。
楼梯也是破破烂烂的，踏上去还会 crunch crunch 的作响。
No elevator，
根本没有电梯。
Like the old buildings in China, you have to go 6 floors, 10 floors. You have to go by the staircase.
就像中国有些地区的一些老楼旧楼，要爬上6楼、10楼，你也得爬楼梯。
So finally, as we are approaching the last floor.I was hit by the fragrance of the incense, very very nice incense.
当我走到最后一层的时候，很快就被一种特别好闻的香的味道吸引了。
There were many rooms rented to hippies. It was like a hippie colony, and they had given.They had allowed the devotees to stay in one room, sharing the same bathroom with everybody.
就是像有点像，嬉皮士聚集的一个地方，然后奉献者们住在一个房间，他们得和其他人共用一个卫生间。
But the way they decorate their room was just so wonderful.
可是他们把他们自己的房间装扮得特别的漂亮。
One wall, complete wall, was just the altar, the big altar, the confession, a very simple but very attractive altar.
其中整个有一面墙，整个都。一面墙的那个地方整个都是神坛，虽然说很简单，但是他们打扮的特别的吸引人。
There are already a few guests there with the devotees.
已经有几位客人到了，他们和奉献者们在一起。
And we had a talk, we had a kirtan, we had a talk.
有讲课，有 kirtan 唱诵。
Kirtan, yes, yeah, this was really the music I have been hearing all the time.
那个 Kirtan, 那可真是我一直以来都在听的那首歌。
I could not follow the philosophy very well at that time.
当时他们讲的哲学我还并不能完全听懂。
My brains were still a little fuzzy.
当时我的脑子还有点迷糊。
I don't tell you why.
我就不告诉你们为什么了。
But then in the end was the prasadam.
那结束的时候有 prasadam.
Ah, that was the best thing I have had in my life.
那可是我这一辈子遇到的最好的好吃的了。
Particularly the last item, halava.
尤其是上的最后一道就是 halava。
It's a pity the devotees in China, they don't know how to make halava.
很遗憾中国的奉献者不知道怎么做 halava。
It's such a delicious preparation. Many Western devotees were very much, very much impressed, very much touched by the taste of halva.
Halva 的味道特别的美，很多西方奉献者都是受 halva 的味道的吸引的。
And they kept coming and they want, do you want more? Do you want more? I stuffed myself with that halva.
他们就一次又一次的给我接着派每一次都会问还要不要再来点再来点，我就吃了好多塞满了就塞满了 halava。
They wanted me to stay with them, but I ran away. Well, sorry, but I have other things to do.
他们想让我留下来跟他们住一起，但是我就给逃走了，借口逃走了。我说我还有别的事情呢。
I could, yes, I appreciate their music. I appreciate a little bit their philosophical explanation. I like very much their food, but living with them, that lifestyle, I was not ready for that.
我是很喜欢他们的音乐，他们的哲学我也了解一点，他们的食物我是非常喜欢，可是要跟他们住在一起，我觉得还没做好准备。
So,I disappeared and never came back again.
所以那次消失之后就再没有回来。
Until one time they met me on the street. They met me.
直到有一天他们在大街上见到了我。
They were distributing books like usually. And they stopped me.
他们在大街上就跟往常一样在派书，看到我之后他们就认出了我说嘿嘿嘿。
Okay, that time again, they invited me for the program, and then after the program, they invited me to stay, and I stayed that night. Okay, I'm going to stay one night, see how it is.
那天他们又邀请我去参加他们的节目，参加完之后又让我留下来，我就想好吧，那就住一晚上，看看怎么样吧。
And, it was a terrifying experience.
特别恐怖的一个经历。
Waking up at before 4 o'clock in the morning.
早上四点前就起床了。
Taking a cold shower.
还要冷水浴。
It was not my habit.
这根本就不是我的习惯。
But I did it.
我还是照做了。
And then I joined them for the Mangalartik.
然后又跟着他们参加了 Mangalartik.
It was just the two of them, the two brahmacharis and myself.
参加 Mangalartik 的就我们三个人，两个 brahmachari 真守生，还有我自己。
And then there was a period of chanting japa.
然后完了是念诵 japa 的时间段。
So they sat on the floor.To chant japa, they gave me a bead bag. They told me how to hold the beads and how to chant a paper with the mantra. They said, "You just chant this mantra and you move your fingers for it. By each bead, you chant the mantra."
他们俩就坐下来，坐在地板上开始念诵了，而且呢也告诉了给我一个念珠袋，也教我怎么样念诵，让我念诵一遍，念动一个念珠。
So the devotee, the senior devotee told me, just follow me, and then see, it's very easy.
年长的奉献者就跟我说，你就跟着我来念诵，很简单的。
And I actually followed him.
我就真的跟着他念了。
I was chanting the japa at the same time as him. The same speed as him. Just follow him, exactly.
我就完全的是在跟着他一起念诵，和他保持完全一样的速度。
So our and he chanted 16 rounds without moving from that place.
他一动不动的就在坐在原地，连续念诵了16圈。
And I chanted 16 rounds with him without moving from that place.
我也是跟着他一动没动的就坐在原地念诵了16圈。
Wow, what an experience. How could I do that?
这是怎样的一个经历，我怎么可以做到这个呢？
But it was a good feeling, actually.
但是感觉很好。
Even though I did not understand much about the holy name, probably because I had been already attracted to the holy name through that record of George Harrison. Yeah, I could do it.
虽然说当时我对圣名还根本没有什么了解，也许是因为最初通过听 George Harrison 的唱片里面的 Mahamantra, 我对圣名 圣灵还是把我吸引了。
So then we took prasad. It was a very nice prasad, nice breakfast.
之后我们就荣耀了早餐 prasadam, 非常美味。
Some sweet cereal.
有那个一种甜品那酱。
And then one devotee invited me to go out to buy vegetables.
后来一位奉献者邀请我出去买菜。
To prepare for the lunch.
买菜准备午餐。
What they would do, they used to go to the markets and try to beg people for some vegetables here and there. They were begging vegetables in the market.
那说是去买菜，实际上呢，他们是在就是像化缘一样，他们去到菜市场之后，就请别人免费布施一些菜。
And I was carrying the bag with the vegetables.
我就帮着提菜，提就是装菜的那个袋子。
Took us about an hour to do that.
大概花了一个小时的时间。
And for 1 hour, he didn't stop preaching to me.
一个小时之内，他就没停下来，一直不断的在给我传教。
In the end, before we went back home, he asked, back to the temple, he asked me, so where are you going to join? You, here we don't have any temple, we don't have devotees, but you can come to Brazil because you speak the same language, so you can be trained there.
后来，我们买完菜回到住的地方的时候，他就问我说，那你什么时候搬过来呀？你我们这里没有庙，也没有奉献者，但是到巴西的话就有庙了，你也能讲巴西语，所以你可以在那里得到培训。
And you have to chant 16 rounds every day like you did today, and you have to follow the four regulative principles.
到时候你就得每天念诵十六圈，就像你今天早上念诵那样。而且还得遵守四项规范原则。
And read Bhagavad Gita every day.
还要每天读国家梵歌。
Until you get enough money, you travel to Brazil.
等你攒够钱了以后，你就去巴西。
And I just said yes, 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 all the time.
我就一直说是是是，好好好。
Later on, I said, why did I agree with him?
后来回过头来，我在想，我说为什么呀？我怎么就答应他了呢？
But I was caught.
但是我还是被逮住了。
I changed my diet.
我的饮食方式也变也改变了。
I gave up any intoxicants was taking.
当时在吸食的一种麻醉品我也放弃了。
I completely changed my lifestyle alone.
就我一个人我就完全的改变了我的生活方式。
Because shortly after they left, they were going through other countries in Europe and they were going to visit France.
后来不久之后，他们就离开了，去了欧洲的其他地方，去了法国。
And I was left alone.
那就只剩下我一个人在那儿了。
I had the books.
我有书。
At that time, already had quite a few books.
当时手里已经有好几本书了。
I had my bead bag.
有念珠袋儿。
And I promised that I would follow everything.
我答应了他们，我会遵守所有的原则。
And I don't know how, but I was able to do everything for quite a few months.
我不知道到底是怎么做到的，但确实我连续几个月都在按他们告诉我的这些原则在做。
one month maybe, until I receive a letter. I received one letter. Those days we didn't have phones, we didn't have all these facilities. I received a letter on the mail. I received a letter from one of them explaining that they were in France. They were staying in a community, in a country community in France, and Srila Prabhupada was coming to visit France at that time on his way to India. And if I wanted to have an opportunity to meet Srila Prabhupada, then I could manage to go to France, which is not very far from Portugal, and then later on go to Brazil as planned.
后来我就这么做了一个月之后呢，我收到一封信，当时还没有电话，我收到一封信，就是那两个真守生当中的其中一位写给我的，告诉我说他们在法国的一个社区，说不久很快 圣 Prabhupada 就会拜访他们了，他跟我说如果你愿意的话，你想办法来法国吧，因为毕竟法国离葡萄牙也不远。 那后来他们也说，之后呢，你可以去到巴西布里斯班。
So yes, I did that. I took a train ticket, and I traveled almost 24 hours to Paris, and I was staying in a temple in Paris, waiting for Srila Prabhupada to come. But then they told me that Prabhupada was going to come to Paris, but just in transit to the community where he was going to reside, so they sent me to the community in New Mayapur.
我就买了一张火车票去到了巴黎，圣帕帕是要去巴黎的，那么他在路途当中会经过一个奉献者社区，我去了以后就住在那个庙里了，然后。 奉献者也安排我去到圣帕帕的江腰拜访的那个庙宇，那个。
So that was my going to Paris, visit the temple. That was my first experience of visiting a real temple, and I was extremely, extremely taken by the beauty of Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, Shishi Radha, Parishishvara. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful deities. Oh, I was so amazed.
当时去法国巴黎的庙，那是我第一次见到正式的庙，第一次见神像，我就完全的被Radha Parishvara。 Radha Krishna 的这组神像深深的吸引了，太漂亮了。
Particularly Srimati Radharani, so beautiful, so beautiful.
尤其是 Srimati Radharani, 简直真的是太漂亮了。
I have never seen such a display of beauty as we see in the temple. The deity is so beautifully decorated, the temple, everything, the whole atmosphere was just so out of this world.
我还从来没有见过这样的一种美的展示，整个庙堂的装饰，整个氛围简直就不是这个世界的。But
the atmosphere, you know, with the devotees and the intensity of service and everything was really, really very special. But the austerity of waking up in the morning and a cold shower, that was terrible to me.
当时奉献者们那种服务的强度、服务的氛围非常的吸引人，但同时也有一些特别的苦心，比如说早上那么早的要起床，对我来说是很难以容忍的。
Yeah, because we have a bathroom, maybe with three toilets and one or two showers for maybe 100 devotees.
One bathroom
with two toilets, with two showers and 100 devotees.
早起还要冷水沐浴，当时有几百位奉献者，但是只有一个卫生间。 有两个马桶，两个沐浴的地方。
You go under the shower for a few seconds, you get out, you put soap and you queue, again and wait for your turn to go under the shower to clean the soap out of the body.
我们沐浴的流程是怎么样的呢？就是几秒钟的时间，先冲进去，把身上弄湿，然后再擦上肥皂，然后再等着轮到自己的手再去冲。
So you could wait sometimes quite some time waiting to wipe up that soap from the body.
在身上擦了肥皂之后，你要等很长时间才能轮到你去冲。
It was has to be done in seconds.
必须几秒之内就得完成。
Because at 4:30 everybody had to be in the temple room.
因为所有人都得在四点半之前完成这一切，四点半准时到庙堂。
Then by and by, you know, doing this regularly and the programs and all the association of devotees, I felt it was an incredible lifestyle.
那逐渐的慢慢的和奉献者们联谊一起生活之后，我会发现这真的是很奇妙的很不可思议的一种生活方式。
But I was, in my mind, I had an impression that I was in kind of some adventure that eventually, a kind of a dream that eventually would finish and I would come to reality, understand what I was doing before. So it was like, it was not a reality.
但是在我脑子里面，我觉得这一切都不是，好像都不是事实。我得得等一段时间之后才能回到现实当中来明白我到底在做什么。
Then Srila Prabhupada came.
Srila Prabhupada, 就到了。
I was there when we were all, the devotees were all gathered at the entrance of the temple waiting for Srila Prabhupada's car to arrive.
我和奉献者们一起在庙门口聚集着，等着圣普拉布帕德的车的到来。
They had spoken to me many times about Prabhupada, and I had heard his short biography in his books, but the idea of the guru, a personality, a person who we surrender to, that was not yet ingrained in my consciousness.
奉献者倒是给我提过几次圣普拉布帕德，我也读过一点点他的短短的传记，但是对于灵性导师到底是什么样一个人，关于臣服灵性导师这一点我还一无所知。
So we are all gathered there in front of the temple waiting for Srila Prabhupada's car to arrive. There were maybe about 600 devotees from the community, local devotees, and devotees from other countries in Europe who had, they came to be with Prabhupada.
所以我就和奉献者们一起在庙前面等着圣普拉布帕德的车队到来。圣普拉布帕德到了，跟随他一起来的有600多位奉献者，有来自当地的不同其他社区的奉献者，还有欧洲其他国家的各地的赶来见圣普拉帕德的奉献者。
So when Srila Prabhupada came out of his car, you know, move out of his car, my first impression was, oh, he's so small.
圣普拉帕德从车里面出来的时候，我的第一印象，第一反应就是这个人怎么这么矮，这么小？
And seeing all these big devotees, Arikesha was there, Brahmananda was there. These were very tall devotees, very big, you know, devotees crying by seeing Srila Prabhupada back. They were crying like children, say, what's going on here?
我的第一印象是圣普拉帕德这个人怎么这么小，而他旁边的那些奉献者可都是人高马大的，哈利 Krishna Prabhu 还有 Brahmananda Prabhu 还有其他很多奉献者，他们看到圣普拉帕的都在哭喊着，就像是孩子一样。我就在想，这到底是怎么回事呀？
And everybody falling at the feet of Prabhupada dandavats.
所有人都五体投地的拜倒在圣普拉帕的足下。
So I did the same because everybody was doing. I did the same and I was very impressed. Who is this person that people worship in this way?
因为大家都顶拜，我也就跟着他们顶拜了。可是我很惊讶，这个人到底是谁呀？大家以这样的方式在崇拜他。
They have spoken so much. They have been all the time glorifying Prabhupada because I remember helping in preparing his room and how the devotees were so attentive to details to make the place really very comfortable, very beautiful, very attractive. And they were speaking, yes, because the Guru is Krishna's representative and we receive Guru as he would be receiving Krishna. It's none different.
在此之前呢，我也一直在听的奉献者在荣耀圣 Prabhupada 在精心的准备着圣 Prabhupada 的到来，每一个细节都特别的用心。他们告诉我说，孤儿就是要迎接孤儿的到来，就是要像迎接 Krishna 一样。
So but I had a hard time to accept that.
但是我很难接受这一点。
It's a man. It's a man. It's not God.
我一直在想，那他是一个人，他是一个人，他不是神。
And I thought that all this opulence to receive a sadhu, a saintly person, was a little bit too much. This would be a very simple cottage, you know, living in a very simple way.
我就感觉他们用这样的奢华，这样的富裕去。迎接一个圣人的举动有点太夸张了，太过分了。圣人那就一个小小的屋子，一个小小的茅屋就可以了呀。
So Srila Prabhupada stayed for 10 days.
Srila Prabhupada 他在那里停留了十天。
At that time his body was quite sick.
当时他的身体很不好。
He would not attend the morning programs. He would just go for a walk in the afternoon and give a darshan in seated in under the trees.
He would not attend
the morning program in the temple. Okay. He would go only in afternoons for a walk outside, and then we'll stop under the tree to have darshan.
因为那段时间圣普拉帕的身体并不好，所以他就没有参加庙里早晨的节目，他只是在傍晚下午的时候出去散步，然后回来的时候在树底下
No. Yeah, outside we'd sit under the tree and Srila Prabhupada would give a talk on some verse of Bhagavad Gita or some informal talk.
他就会在树底下然后奉献者坐下来会讲述波迦梵歌的一些诗节，简单的谈一会儿。
And I still remember the first time we had one of these sessions, the first time Srila Prabhupada spoke under the tree, he said, we feel so nice under the tree, we don't need these big castles.
我还记得其中一次圣普拉帕达在树下讲课的时候，他说我们就坐在这棵树下就非常的好，我们并不需要大城堡。
We can speak about Krishna, can glorify Krishna under a tree, we don't need a big palace.
我们就可以这样简简单单的坐在树下荣耀 Krishna,讲述 Krishna 的话题就可以了，我们并不需要大城堡大宫殿。
So gradually I start realizing how Srila Prabhupada was actually very, very renounced.
逐渐的慢慢的我才领悟到理解到圣 Prabhupada 是多么的气绝。
he was accepting all this opulence because the devotees were offering to him, and he would accept that on behalf of Krishna. But for himself, he lived even in his bathroom. Okay, just translate that.
他接受奉献者给他供奉的这些奢华的服务，只是因为奉献者们想要给予他。这些服务，所以他就代表 Krishna 接受了他们的服务，但是对于他自己，他是很简单的。
Like in his rooms, his rooms were very opulent. They made a bed, and they had a very nice Western bathroom and everything. And Srila Prabhupada just bathed himself with the bucket and the lotus as he used to do in India.
圣帕巴的住的房间，就很简单，他的卫生间也很简单，他沐浴就用他的 lota， 他平时用的水罐，就像在印度那样沐浴。
And he was sitting in a small table, sitting on the floor in cushions, as he was used to do when he was in India.
他的住的方式，也跟在印度一样，就是一个矮桌子，还有可以坐在垫子上。
So it was really really very purifying to see Srila Prabhupada and to hear his talks, very formal talks in a very nice simple settings, and gradually I became so so attached to see his physical form that I would squeeze myself amongst all these senior devotees who were around Srila Prabhupada in order to go and be close and just see Prabhupada. And as we remember in the beginning, Prabhupada, I made a comment to myself, Prabhupada looks so small, but as I was seeing him every day, he was growing and growing and growing. He was becoming a gigantic person to my eyes.
亲自见到圣帕巴的本人，还有听到他在这样一个简单的环境下，讲着课，是非常非常净化人的体验。逐渐的，我就特别特别的依附圣帕巴的，特别想要得到他的亲身联谊，特别依附他的身体形体。所以每次听课的时候，我就特么很想努力的去挤过人群，挤过围在他周围的年长的奉献者，就是想要靠近圣帕巴的，看到他。还记得我刚刚说的吗？我说我第一次见到圣帕巴德的时候，我心里就想，这个人很小啊。但是随着我和他联谊的增多，圣帕巴德在我心目当中好像不断在变大长大，慢慢的变成了一个巨人。
The way Srila Prabhupada stand, you know, very straight, his neck very erect, very very straight, you know, head very high.And it was so gracious, such a pose, physical pose, the way you walked with his cane, it's very determined, show a very determined person. It looked to me what I never have seen, a king, a real king, you know.
圣帕巴他的每一个神态，他的站姿，还有他仰头的姿势，是那么的。那么的优雅，还有他那这拐杖，站立或行走的每一个姿势，都是那么的庄重、庄严而优雅，就像是一个国王一样。从来没有见过这样的人。
But he didn't show any symptoms of pride. You know, his eyes very, very always moisted. You know, every time I look at his eyes, were always moisted And it has no sign, absolutely no sign of any personal pride.
他的每个神，他的神态当中充满着坚定，但是看不到任何的骄傲。 每一次看到他的眼睛的时候，你都会看到，他的眼睛是湿润的。当没有没有看，没有任何的，没有一丝的个人的骄傲在里面。
嗯 ，so many people offering him respect, sort of worship, but it looks so simple.
有那么多人尊重他，那么多人在崇拜他，可是他看上去是那么的简单。
He spoke with authority.
他的讲话当中充满着权威性。
So all these different aspects of Srila Prabhupada really, really captivated me.
Srila Prabhupada 的方方面面完全的吸引了我。
Having read what he had written in his books and then now seeing his behavior, here is the person that he walks, he talks. He's really the personification of what he writes in his books. It is really has the qualities of a saintly person that I have never seen in my life.
读了他的书，现在又亲自的见到他，目睹他的一举一动，他的一言一行，我看到了，这真的是一个在按照他教导的内容在生活的人，我还从来没见过这样一位真正的圣人。
And I never went back. I never went to Brazil.
我从来没去过Brazil, 巴西。
I stay there in that community and I became a full-time devotee.
我就留在了那个社区，成为了全职奉献者。
I guess that's it.
Wonderful, wonderful story. Thank you for sharing that.
非常精彩的故事，感谢您的分享。
So first you hear the Maha Mantra recorded on an LP, and then you return to Portugal, you meet a devotee, you receive some books, and one of them was Shish Upanishad, and you were particularly impressed by the introduction because you kept reading it again and again and again.
So, 整个过程就是这样的。首先，您是在录制的唱片上听到了 Maha Mantra， 后来到了葡萄牙，又接受到了圣帕巴达的书籍，其中一本是《至尊奥义书》。之后就是。
So was there a particular phrase or some philosophical point that impressed you the most when you were reading that?
那在读这个书的过程当中，有没有哪个诗节或者说哪一句话对你印象最深的？
Yeah, the importance.The importance of accepting the authority of the Vedas.
让我印象最深的就是接受伟达经的权威的重要性。
Srila Prabhupada gave the example as a child, he wants to know his father, he has to take the authority of the mother. Mother is the only one who can tell the child, here is your father.
圣帕帕的谈到说，就像一个儿子，他想要了解父亲的话，他就需要去找他的母亲，因为在了解他父亲这件事情上，母亲是他的权威。
So if you want to know our identity, you want to know God and our relationship with God, we have to take authority from the mother, the Vedas.
他讲到说，如果我们想了解我们的身份，还有。神的地位以及我们和神的关系，我们就需要接受伟达经的权威。伟达经就是好比我们的母亲。
So to see that this knowledge is coming from a supreme authority, it really struck me because I mean we've been hearing, reading so many books, so many speculations, philosophy or scientific books, but here is a book that it takes really a root on the foundation of really this knowledge is coming from the real source, the person who has created everything, who has given everything, so it's very authoritative. So that struck me. This is, wow, this is far out.
让我大受触动的是，这我接触到的这个知识是来自于至尊的最高的权威。虽然说以前读过很多哲学方面的、科学方面的书，但是还没有从来没有遇到过这样一个植根于最高的权威，真正来自真正源头的书。这个源头就是一切的创造的源头，以及给予一切的那个源头。
And Srila Prabhupada explaining in that talk, explaining how can we gather perfect knowledge if we are subjected to four defects. And Srila Prabhupada elaborates on the defects of having imperfect senses and giving examples, of being in illusion and giving examples, and committing mistakes and giving examples, and the tendency to cheat. And it makes so much sense. Yes, it's true. We don't have the capacity to acquire perfect knowledge. And here is explaining how we can really derive that perfect knowledge.
在至尊奥义书的导言部分，也就是圣 Prabhupada 的那次演讲当中， Prabhupada 就讲到说，我们想要获得完美的知识，在我们具备四个缺陷的情况下，通过我们是很难去具备了解完美的知识的。圣帕帕讲到我们的四个缺陷，感官不完美啊，容易犯错啊，容易有欺骗的倾向，容易被迷惑，每一个他都举了具体的例子，的确是这样。通过我们不完美的，我们的这些四个局限，我们是很难了解完美的知识的，除非我们有权威的源头。
And yes, explaining that we are not these bodies, we are spiritual souls, you know, that was something just, wow, really struck me.
之后他也提到，也谈到了说我们不是这个躯体，我们是灵性的灵魂，我感到很震惊，这些都深深的在触动着我。
That God is a person, and we are persons. When we can connect ourselves with God, we can actually meet God face to face. Prabhupada explained, meet God face to face and have a relationship with Him. Wow, unbelievable.
圣帕帕强调说，神是一个人，我们也是人。如果我们和神能够连接起来的话，我们就能够面对面的见到神。我觉得这件事太不可思议了。
I used to have some religious background. I believed in the existence of God, more or less. But the idea of knowing that God is a person, you can meet Him face to face and have an exchange with Him, that was amazing.
我是有一些宗教修习的背景的，多多少少是相信有神存在的，但是当我头一次听到说神是一个人，你是能够面对面的看到他，和他有关系，和他有交流的，我觉得这简直太奇妙，太美妙了。
And then explaining that the process to achieve that is very simple. We just chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's it.
而且他还说，要想达到这个目的，要想面对面的看到神的程序很简单，只需要唱诵简单的这首 Maha Mantra。
But particularly the fact that the Vedas, this knowledge is coming from authority.
所以最触动我的一点，总结起来就是，让我明白这一门知识是来自于伟大经，是来自于权威的。
It's no body speculation. It's coming from the original source.
没有任何思辨的余地，它直接来自于最原初的源头。
Srila Prabhupada also mentions it comes down through the disciple succession.
Srila Prabhupada 也强调说，这门知识是通过师徒传系传递下来的。
So I was convinced, even though I could not follow everything, but I was convinced this was the real stuff, was the real stuff, was not some other philosophy, was the real thing.
虽然说我当时还没有办法完全的去追随做到，但是读了之后我就完全信服了，深信不疑了，我开始相信这才是真正的知识。
And it's interesting because I tried to communicate whatever I was reading. I tried to communicate to my roommates, my friends, and family members, and nobody would accept it.
挺有意思的。后来我跟我的室友、我的朋友还有我的家人，在分享我读到的这些内容的时候，没有人相信。
Only two girls. There were two girls, two sisters. They were into yoga, and they were also taken by this knowledge, and they actually encouraged me to follow this path because they could see that was a bona fide thing. They were a very good source of inspiration.
只有两个妹妹，她们是了解瑜伽的，她们知道这是真正的程序，一个休息程序，所以才鼓励我去做。
So your story took us up. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, no, please. No, it's finished.
So I was going to say, your story took us up to you joined in New Mayapur, and so then after that, obviously you were engaged in various services. I know because we're very close. You told me at one. There was a certain period you distributed books, and another period you became quite a cowherd boy, and there are other variety of services that you performed in between there. You want to kind of give us a little bit of background on that?
Yeah.
So, New Mayapur is in France?
Yes.
Yes.
阿叔刚刚谈到说，他加入了。哦，您刚刚谈到您加入了，在法国去了新马亚普尔的那个社区，那因为我们俩关系比较近，您曾经跟我说过，你也有参与派书，后来又做了一段时间的牧牛童，有照顾母牛，还有等等其他的，做了其他一些方案服务，你可不可以就这一方面再给我们讲一点
？Well, actually, the first service.Was a very noble service of washing pots in a kitchen.
其实我的第一个服务是在厨房里的服务。
They gave me this very noble engagement for three months.
他们给了我一个特别崇高的服务，特别高尚的服务，连续我做了三个月。
That was the test if they were going to accept me or not.
那是给我的考验，就是看我是不是能够在厨房做这个服务做三个月，以此他们会决定会要不要接受我。
See, I could not speak much French at that time. I had learned in school, but I could not speak much. I could not follow the lectures. English also the same, even though I could read. But I could not communicate very much in those two languages, French or English, which were the common language in the community.
当时新马亚坡的社区，他们的两种主要的语言是法语和英文。但是我虽然说在学校里面学过法语，但是还没有达到能够用法语交流的程度，也听懂得不多。英文也是这样的，虽然说能够读懂英文，但是他们讲课啊，还有日常的交流，还是并不顺畅。
So yes, it was a noble service because it's really very purifying to wash pots in a kitchen in those days.
他们给我的在厨房的高尚的服务就是洗锅，那真的是很净化的服务。
Because they cook seven times a day.
因为 他们每天做七次饭。
For the devotees and for the deities.
包括给奉献者做的，给神像做的。
It means right after breakfast until dinner time, you are in the kitchen washing pots.
也就是在从早餐之后一直到晚餐之后，这段时间之内，你就一直得待在厨房里面刷锅洗碗。
Washing pots means no one black spot should remain in a pot.
刷锅的意思就是不能有一丁点的污垢，一些脏的痕迹。
Otherwise, they would bring back the pot. See, as a black spot here, you didn't wash well. Do your service well. This is for Krishna.
不然的话，如果有洗不干净的，他们就会拿回来给你看。你看这里还有黑点儿，没洗干净。好好的做好你的服务，就是给 Krishna 做。
And there were lots of pots.
真的有好多锅要洗。
Very purifying service.
特别特别净化人的服务。
And there was a reward. We could take more prasad than others.
但做这个服务也是有特别的好处的，就是能荣耀比别人更多的prasad。
Then they found out. Then they found out that I had a driving permit for buses, for big cars.
driving license.
They found out a driving license for big vehicles.
后来他们发现我有驾照，可以开大车。
In those days, that not many devotees driving license because they used to join very, very, very young.
那时候，有驾照的奉献者并不多，因为很多人加入 Krishna 知觉的时候，都还年纪很小。
So here I went, you know, driving a van, going on book distribution.
后来我就去做开车这个服务了。开着车去派书。
It was a wonderful experience.
特别美妙的体验。
I believe that was my most satisfying experience to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books.
我想对我来说最满足的，最让我满足的体验就是派发圣普拉布帕达的书籍。
It was not easy.
并不容易。
But that one downside of that adventure, it was that we went to a very, very, very northeast part of France during the winter time. It was freezing cold, and we didn't have adequate clothes.
开车派书的这个体验，有一个不好的一个
法国的东北。
在法国的东北，那个地方天寒地冻，但是我们没带够衣服。
It was terrible because I had come from Africa not long ago, and I was not used to that freezing cold. Actually, it was the first time I saw snow in my life.
那可真的是非常痛苦的一个非常糟糕的一个体验，因为我之前是在非洲的，我还从来没遇到过这么冷的天气。实际上，那一次是我有生以来第一次见到雪。
So I was walking with not very good shoes, so my feet until the ankles were totally frozen.
当时穿的鞋子也不暖和不好，那我的脚一直到脚踝全都给冻僵了。
My hands were frozen.
手也冻僵了。
My nose was frozen.
鼻子也冻僵了。
I have to drag my feet in order to go to house to house.
但是还得一步一步的拖着冻僵的脚去到挨家挨户去派书。
Sometimes, out of pity, people would allow me to go inside just to warm up a little bit.
有时候人们只是可怜我，就让我进他们家门稍微暖和一会儿。
And I guess also out of pity, they were buying the books.
我想可能也是因为可怜我，他们就买了书。
So that was the downside of this experience.
这是这个派书历险体验当中的比较不愉快比较不愉快的一面。
And to make it worse, one time I was caught by the police.
更糟糕的一次是有一次我还被警察抓住了。
Because I was dressed as a devotee with saffron clothes, you know, carrying my bag with a tilak, shaven head, well, the hat, but I mean, I really looked strange in that city.
因为在那个地方，在那个城市，我的一身打扮，穿着橘黄色的衣服，又拿着念珠，带背着包，这样一个打扮，在那个城市看上去是很奇怪的。
And we are alone. Each devotee was alone on his section to this area of the city to distribute.
因为当时我们一行的几个奉献者是分头去派书的。
So the police arrested me.
所以那个警察就逮捕了我。
Say what? I mean, the guy could not tolerate. They could not tolerate that a kind of a bones was in their city illegally distributing books.
他就无法容忍我在他们的那座城市非法派书。
And we were selling religious books. He was an atheist.
我们在派发宗教方面的书籍，而他是一个无神论者。
And I didn't have my extended visa.
我又没有延期签证。
I never even crossed my mind to see if the visa was extended or ask the devotees that I need to extend the visa. I was 3 months overstay.
其实我根本都没有想到去看一看我的签证是不是已经到期了，也没有问奉献者我怎么样去延期签证，所以那时候我的签证已经过期3个月了。
I didn't think it was a need. I had joined the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, we don't need these things.
我根本没想到这回事儿。我觉得我加入了一个灵性的运动，到了灵性世界了。灵性世界是不需要签证，也不需要延期签证的。
So the police deported me, brought me to the border.
所以这个警察他就将我驱逐出境。
So it was a border with Belgium.
是在比利时的边境。
So they put me right in the border.
他们就把我赶出边境，就在边境的这个地方。
Like the place where the cars cross to stamp their entrance.
就是在入境的那个地方。
And they said, now you get out, don't come back.
就告诉我说，出去，别再回来了。
Freezing cold.
真的是冻的人都快冻僵了。
Somehow, one policeman in that station, a French policeman in that station, took pity of me.
好在那个法国的法国那个警察局的有一个
in the border.
在边的那个。有一个警察还是同情我。
So by and by, he found out that I was staying in a house of one person, local person, a devotee was local from that area, and he knew the family, and gave them a phone call, and they somehow contacted the devotee later on, and after 3 hours, the devotee came to pick me up.
慢慢的跟我交谈，了解到我住在当地一个奉献者的家里面，正好他也认识那家人，他就联系到了那家人。3个小时之后，那位奉献者才来到边境的这个地方，把我带回去了。
So he drove me out of France, and then he entered by another border, and I got a stamp of a new period of time as a visitor, as a tourist.And I went back to Sankirtan like the other days.
然后，离开法国之后，我又去到了另外一个地方，去了边境。然后那个边境，盖了章，后来又正常的就加入到 Sankirtan 的派出运动当中，来好像就跟正常的一样，什么事情都没发生一样。
Nobody was very surprised. Okay, we had some difficulty. Okay, go back. Take your books and then go back. Everybody has to do his quota.
没有谁觉得经历了这么一个事情有什么大不了的，觉得反正都是要经历困难的嘛。过去了就继续带着继续拿着书去派书，每个人都得做好自己的那一份。
It was a Sankirtan army.
这是一个 Sankirtan 的部队。
So no matter what is the difficulty, you have to keep doing your job.
无论发生什么，你都得做好你的工作。
I was actually yeah.
But you said earlier that you didn't speak French so fluently.So you were in France distributing books. So what did you tell people, or how did you tell them?
Oh, okay, translate.
你当时刚刚说，您的法文讲的并不好。可是你在法国派书，那你怎么派呢？怎么跟人说呢
？Well, they taught me a mantra.
嗯。
奉献者教给我一个 mantra.
So I could say, "Good morning, sir. Good morning, lady."How are you today? And we are just coming from an exposition where we have exposed our wonderful books from Indian culture. And now we still have some books. So now we took advantage to come around this, in the city and distribute it to give opportunity to everybody to have them. So please take one. A simple mantra, you know, that I memorized.
奉献者给我教了一套派书的套路话术，基本上就是这样的一段话，我把它就记住了。说，先生或者是女士，早上好，或者你好吗？我们接触到印度文化，接触到印度文化的一些书籍，那现在还有几本，你也请一本吧。我们来到这儿就是想给更多人机会，也得到这个书。
So we would put the book in their hands.
我们会把书递到对方的手里。
In a very nice way, very delicate, we'd put the book in their hands and open the pages with the paintings.
当然是很礼貌的递到对方的手里，然后打开书翻到插画的部分。
Show the paintings so beautiful. They are so beautiful.
给他们看，书里面的这些插图，这些画儿多么漂亮。
And say we don't sell them.
我们不卖书。
People give donations.
我们请人们随喜布施。
Generally, people give very generous donations.
一般来说，人们还都会给一些很慷慨的布施。
But just one of your neighbors, he gave this much, you know. That you give as much as you like.
就是你想给多少就给多少。
One of your neighbors, he gave me this much, but you can give much if you can.
我们就你们的邻居给了我们这么多布施，但您想给多少就给多少。
We had a book of receipts. We have a book of receipt of donations because it was compulsory. So we would give them a receipt of their donations. You could track a copy of that. So we could show to people and they see, wow, there are some people here, and they could see more or less how much we are receiving. If there were very low donations, we would not write a receipt.
我们有一个布施清单，布施的人给书记布施的人，我们都会给他一个收据，我们自己留一份副本作为就是记录。那么我们在给每给一个人派书的时候，我们都会给他们看我们的布施清单。你看这个书有人给了多少布施，这个书有人给了多少布施。如果当然是给的比较少的我们就不记录了，给的多的我们会记录下来。
But as I said, most people, they would accept the book just out of pity for me, because they saw this poor guy is struggling so much to distribute these books, you know, let me take one, you know.
就像刚刚我说的，很多人他请了书只是因为可怜我，看到我这个样子，这个人可怜的在这里，这么大冷天的辛苦的拍书，我请一本吧。
So we would begin usually at 8 o'clock in the morning and we'll come back right 6 in the evening.
一般我们是早上八点出去拍书，下午六点的时候会回来。
We carry a piece of bread with butter or with a lot of butter inside and that would be our lunch.
我们会打包一块面包，里面会放很多黄油，那就当午餐了。
Because you have grains, you have fat, you know, you can resist the cold.
有谷物，有脂肪，这样的话就能够抵御严寒。
And then when we arrived at the house, we had a good dinner.
晚上到家的时候就能够吃一顿好的晚餐。
Full morning program in the morning and breakfast, go out, coming back in the evening program, kirtan lecture, and then go to bed.
我们一天的流程就是这样的，早上参加庙里完整的清晨的节目，荣耀完早餐之后出去派书，晚上回来。然后晚饭之后晚上的讲课 kirtan 然后休息。
But then we had a problem. Once I was driving on the ice and I have never driven in the ice before, and we had an accident. I overturned the car and the van, and the devotees were not badly hurt, but I felt very very shocked by that experience, and I decided that I didn't want to drive, soThey took me back to the community.
有一次开车的时候，因为是在冰上面开，我还从来没在有冰的路上开过车。那次车给翻了，车上的奉献者倒是没有太受伤，可是那次经历真是吓到我了。后来我就不想再开车了，后来他们把我带到了新玛雅坡的社区。
That's when they gave me the service of taking care of the cows, but every month of December we have the Christmas book distribution marathon during the month of December, and every month of December I used to go on marathon.
在那里他们就给我一个服务，让我们照顾母牛。那每年到12月的时候派书马拉松，我们就会都会去派书。
And every time the book distributors would come to spend a weekend in the farm, for me they were the heroes. They're really heroes of the Sankirtan movement, you know. Because I knew what meant to be there out in the front.
那平时每次周到周末的时候，那些 Sankirtan 的奉献者、出去派书的奉献者就会来到我们的社区停留一个周末。在我心中，他们都是真正的英雄，因为我知道冲在前线派书是什么样，意味着什么。
And they were my heroes. They were really my the best example for me.
他们真的是我心中的英雄，是我最好的榜样。
We had a period when I was taking care of farm community far away in the northwest side of France, very, very far away, no devotee association, just 3 or 4 devotees of us taking care of cows. We used to go every weekend, or doing a short harinam, maybe 45 minutes, 1 hour, and then you go back to the van, collect the books and the prashad, and go and distribute books and prashad. So we did book distribution to maintain the farm, to maintain most of the expenses in the farm like that.
还有曾经有一次在法国西部的一个地方，我得到的一个服务就是照顾那边的农场社区，那边住的奉献者并不多，可能就3、4个人。我们要照顾母牛，那么每周末的时候，我们就会出去做一个较短的哈利纳姆，45分钟到一个小时，然后以后我们回来会把书和普沙达装满
出。
对，出去派书派普沙达来筹集一些资金，就是靠这个钱来维持这个农场社区。
At one time, it was one of our methods of book distribution to first offer some cookies.
曾经有一段时间就成了我们派书的一个技巧了，就是我们先给人们一些 cookie, prasadam, 然后再派书。
In a nice bag, you know, really very nice.
是放在很好的一个包装袋里面的。
Good morning.We have prepared these wonderful love cookies and we are giving to everybody we meet. Take one, please. And most people would take.
我们会拿着这袋小曲奇说，早上好，我们准备了这个爱心曲奇，请收下吧。大部分人都会收下的。
And we encourage them to take one. They are really delicious. We made ourselves.
我们就会鼓励人们说，尝一个尝一个吧，这是我们自己做的，很好吃。
And usually they like it because they were really good cookies.
一般人们都会很喜欢的，因为这些可都是特别好吃的。
And then we ask you have a little corner we could see and could show you some our books we are carrying with us.
然后呢，我们就会说，有没有一个地方我给你们看，我们给你看一下我们带的几本书。
So once they take the prashad, it was something, it was miracle, some miracle happened. They softened their hearts and they kind of becoming more receptive. And we noticed this many people. They become a little more receptive. Whereas if we would present the book immediately, they kind of, no, they didn't want that. Because they were afraid of what is this new religious thing, you know. But if we give them some cookie and they eat, and then they were more receptive.
Mm-hmm.
其实挺奇妙的，简直算是一个奇迹。每次人们你刚开始跟他们说的时候，他们不，好像觉得就是宗教的书我不想要。但是你给他们一点 cookie， 让他们尝了之后，一再跟他们说的时候，他们好像内心因为吃了这个 cookie， 内心都变得柔软了，变得更容易接受了。你再跟他们讲，他们就容易接受。
So it was nice. It was always a wonderful experience to see people taking the books, and particularly when they really show some interest. You know, they go through a little bit in the book. Oh, this is looks interesting. It was really a wonderful experience because we knew that, as Srila Prabhupada had told many times, these books like bomb, timing bombs. We don't know, and somebody in a house or even a friend, you know, is going to read this book and is going to become attracted to Krishna consciousness. We don't know.
其实这个派书的体验，真的是非常美妙的一个体验。尤其是你看到有一些人真的会感兴趣的时候，翻开书觉得挺好的，挺好的，不错，你就觉得特别的美妙。因为就像圣帕帕的说的，这些书籍就像是定时炸弹一样。
So we may give a talk and explain a little bit of philosophy, but very soon they will forget. But the book remains with them.
你可能可以讲一堂课，或者给人解释一点哲学，但是人听了以后很容易就忘掉了。但是如果把书给到他们，这个书就会一直留在他们身边。
And even if they don't read the book, if they just respect the book and put in their bookshelf, they are purified.
即便他们拿了书，自己还没读书，只是把它放到了自己的书架上，他们的内心也会得到净化。
It's Krishna. It's Krishna in literary form.
因为这是 Krishna 以文献的方式、书籍的方式展示出来的。
Prabhupada many times said, I didn't write this book, this was written by Krishna.
Shrimad Prabhupada 说过很多次，说这些书不是我写的，是 Krishna 写的。
These books are no different from a deity of Krishna.
这些书籍和 Krishna 神像没有区别。
That's why you don't put a book anywhere in any place. We have to keep always a book in a very proper place, very clean place, respectful place.
所以我们不会把这些书籍随便放一个地方，而是会把它放在一个恰当的、一个洁净的地方。
So some they can take advantage of reading this philosophy and having their lives change immediately. Others maybe just get that contact, you know, and they become purified, and they already guarantee the human form the next life, and we don't know how things evolve in their lives. So it's always a very positive thing to distribute a book to somebody. It's the best charity you can offer to somebody.
有的人可能拿了书之后，开始读了，很认真地对待里面的哲学，彻底地改变自己的生命了。那有的人可能拿了以后，他接触到了，还没有读，但是因为接触他已经得到了净化，他已经能够得到一次人体生命了。所以我们不知道这个旅程，接下来的旅程会怎么开展下去，但是他只要接触都会受益。
So that's why books are the best form to give Krishna to others, you know, because books remain with them.
这是我们能够给别人的最高的福利，是我们能够把 Krishna 给到别人的最佳的方式，因为书籍能够一直和人待在一起。
That's why Srila Prabhupada gave, yes, Maharaj.
Could you speak a little bit about the importance? I mean, you've nicely expressed the importance of distributing the books. Can you speak a little bit about the importance of studying the books on a daily basis?
Yes, yes, yes.
您刚刚已经谈到了派书的重要性，可不可以再讲一讲每天规律的研习圣帕帕的书籍的重要性？
Yes, it's extremely important because we cannot really practice perfectly our Krishna consciousness unless we study regularly Srila Prabhupada's books.
研习规律的研习圣帕帕的书籍是极其重要的，因为如果没有每天认真的去阅读圣帕帕的书籍的话，我们就不可能完美的修习 Krishna 之觉。
It's the best source of inspiration we have on a daily basis if you read Srila Prabhupada's books.
每天认真研习圣帕帕的书籍，这是我们最大的力量之源。
We see the importance of becoming Krishna conscious, the urgency of becoming Krishna conscious.
阅读圣帕帕的书的书籍，我们就会不断的得到提醒，明白修习 Krishna 之觉的重要性和紧迫性。
And you see the importance of giving it to others.
也会看到把 Krishna 之觉给予别人的重要性。
Because that's the only thing lacking in this world, perfect knowledge.
因为这个世界上，这个世界唯一匮乏、唯一缺乏的东西就是完美的知识。
People suffer in this world because they act wrongly, because they don't know, they don't have proper knowledge.
人们之所以在这个世界上在受苦，就是因为他们的行为不当，行为不当就是因为缺乏完美的知识。
So if we want to be always very steady in our practices and following everything very nicely and being encouraged to distribute books to others, you have to read them.
所以如果我们想在我们 Krishna 之觉的修习过程当中始终保持稳定完美的恰当的去追随一切，想要始终备受鼓舞去派发圣帕帕德的书籍的话，我们就得稳定的规律的去研习帕帕德的书籍。
It's Prabhupada said, I wrote these books for my disciples mainly.
因为圣帕帕德说了，我写这些书主要是为了我的信徒们，我的门徒们。
But unfortunately, they think that these books are just for selling.
但不幸的是，门徒们、奉献者们以为圣帕帕德的书就是用来卖的。
Srila Prabhupada said, "My only complaint against my disciples, my followers, is that they do not read my books."
圣帕帕德说，我唯一想要对我对奉献者，我对我的追随者唯一的抱怨之处就是他们不读我的书。
Yeah, without reading Srila Prabhupada's books on a daily basis, our sadhana will never be proper.
不能保持每天认真恰当的去阅读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍的话，我们的 sadhana 规范修习就永远做不好。
And eventually we lose determination, we lose enthusiasm.
终有一天我们会失去决心，失去热情。
So we have.It's a vital necessity. We have to read Srila Prabhupada's books if you really want to progress in Krishna consciousness.
所以我们如果真的想在 Krishna 知觉当中取得进步的话，阅读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍，每天阅读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍是至关重要的。
It's not an option.
并不是可有可无的。
We have to.
必须得阅读。
Srila Prabhupada wrote the books and started the lectures of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita on a daily basis, and everybody had to read and attend the lectures. This was very, very important.
Srila Prabhupada 写了这些书，并且讲了波迦梵歌和顺地波迦盘的讲课。每个人每天都得研习这些书，每天都得听课，很重要。
Otherwise, it's just a good sentiment that can fade away.
否则的话，我们的修习只不过是感情用事，早晚一天，这些感情用事的这种情感情怀会褪去的。
So, these three things, particularly chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daily, and reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and associating with devotees are extremely important.
这三件事情是极其重要的，每天唱诵哈利克什纳玛哈曼舍，还有研习圣帕帕德的书籍和奉献者联谊，这三个是最重要的事情。
And of course taking food cooked by devotees.
当然还有就是接受奉献者烹饪的食物。
不杀人。
So then, I guess finally, you kind of said it though, You know, devotees often experience ups and downs in their practice of Krishna consciousness. You know, they're challenged by things in their lives, their personal lives, or their occupation, or you know, some other challenges. And what would you suggest for the devotees to always remain, you know, fixed and committed and enthusiastic in the practice, and to kind of retain that inspiration to share Krishna consciousness with others?
最后一个问题，我想你已经也多多少少有回答到了，那就是我们知道奉献者们在修学的过程当中总是会有一些起伏，个人的生活当中也会有一些挑战，自己的职业事业上也会遇到一些挑战，所以休息方面也会有些起伏。那么您对奉献者们有什么样的建议呢？怎样才能始终稳处在 Krishna 之觉的休息当中，保持一如既往的热情忠诚，然后还有始终备受鼓舞的去派发圣帕瓦的书籍呢？
Yeah, many times I mentioned this to the devotees. Yes, life in this material world, we have many engagements, the families there, the jobs, and so many occupations that take so much amount of our time.
我经常也会跟奉献者谈到说，的确在物质世界我们都有那么多的职责，我们要工作，还有其他的事情，这些都需要花我们很多的时间的。
So we may think that we don't have time to do a decent practice.
我们可能觉得我们没有足够的时间来好好的去休息。
But that's not true.
实际上不是这样的。
Everybody can have a minimal practice of sadhana every day.
每个人每天都能够至少保持一个最基本量的规范休息。
Even if it's not a good amount of time, at least can be a very good quality time given to that.
即便你的规范休息的时间，时间没有保证很长的时间，但你可以确保在这个短短时间的时间里，你的规范休息是高质量的。
The first thing is that the best things we do the day we have to do first. The most important things we do every day we have to do first.
每天当中，我每天我们要首先去优先去做最重要的事情。
Because that will give us a good foundation for the whole day.
每天，因为这会为我们一天的活动奠定好的基础。
So in order to guarantee that we have a good morning of sadhana before we have to do any other duties, you have to be aware that's very important to go to bed early.
要想每天早上有好的 sadhana 规范休息，以便让一天当中我们能够很好的履行各种职责，那前提就是我们前一天晚上要早一些休息。
Because that's the beginning of the problem. Because the devotees waste their time in the evening hours watching this and that, doing things that are not so productive spiritually, and they have the bad tendency. They are becoming addicted to go to bed very very late, and then.Natural, there is difficulty in waking up early.
所以这是一切问题的根源开始，就是在傍晚晚上的时候，如果做一些浪费时间的灵性上来讲没有效率的事情，那么就很容易拖到很晚很晚很晚才休息，这样你来第二天早上就很难早起。
So if you go to bed before 10 o'clock in the night, then you can wake up very early and do a very nice amount and quality time for the practice of sadhana.
所以如果说前天晚上能够九点之前休息的话，第二天早上肯定能够很早起来，有足够的时间做高质量的念诵 sadhana。
You can chant your rounds, you can read Srila Prabhupada's books.
能够念诵满你的圈数，还能够读圣帕巴达的书籍。
You can have a very simple deity worship, it does not need to take too long.
还可以做简单的神像崇拜，不需要花太长的时间。
And this gives you such a strong foundation for the whole day.
做了这些之后，你整个一天就有了一个坚实的根基。
Those devotees who are accustomed, who are used to have a good sadhana in the morning can tell you the difference that it makes when you have a good sadhana in the morning and you or when you don't have it.
那些习惯早上做很好的规范休息的奉献者，能够告诉你的是，早上有好的规范休息和没有规范休息，这一整天是全然不同的。
We have to create a habit. Habits can be created.
我们得养成这个习惯，习惯是能够培养起来的。
Do it. By doing it, you know, you get taste and your body gets used, your mind gets used, and you get a tremendous benefit.
所以就去做，通过去训练自己的心意和身体去做，慢慢的我们心意和身体会习惯，这样的话这个习惯就会养成。
And often during the day, there is spare time where you can pick up a book and read, or plug your earphones and hear a lecture or a narration of a book. There's so many opportunities to be connected with the spiritual energy. So many opportunities are there. But all begins from a very good sadhana in the morning.
那一天之中又有很多很多很多的机会，我们可以有一点时间就拿起书读一会儿，或者是插上耳机听一会儿讲课，有那么多的机会我们可以和灵性能量连接起来的。那这一切都始于早上的规范，很好的高质量的规范休息。
And when you see the difference in yourself, how you are much so much benefited, then naturally you want to share this benefit with others, because you know it's good, it's primordial, it's very important in your life. So you can share with others, beginning with your friends, family members, you know, whoever you know, and gradually you become concerned about the well-being of others. But you have to have your own experience. If you don't practice and have some experience, you don't see the value of it to give to others.
这么做下去的话，你自己会看到你是多么的受益，你自己会有非常好的体验。你自己体验到之后，自然而然的也想把这样的程序给到其他人。不管怎么样，你自己先得获得这个体验，体验到它的价值和益处。
Can I tell that at one time we had ashram in China? Or is maybe not? Maybe not. Okay. No, actually, I mentioned this last time when we talked. We had some sharing with the devotees organized, because you did already some sharing like this previously. But it's okay. We don't need it. It's already too long also.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you so much for giving us your valuable time this morning.
感谢您今天早上给我们您宝贵的时间来分享。
Quite inspiring, your story of how you came to Krishna consciousness and seems how all these seemingly random events were all part of a sequence. that led you to becoming a devotee?
但是你分享了你是怎么来到 Krishna 知觉当中的，那么你讲述的这个顺序 看似是随机的，随机的 拼凑在一起的。
So, you know, thank you for giving your heart to the China mission.
非常感谢您为中国使命付出了真心。
You have probably given more classes than anyone else through the years, very consistently.
可能这么多年来，您给中国奉献者的讲课可能比任何人都多了，而且持续不断的在做着这件事。
I certainly know, at least when I was traveling, but I hear it quite often, Ashu said, or Ashu says.
我经常会听奉献者们的口头禅，尤其是我旅行的时候也经常会听奉献者说，阿叔说了，阿叔说了。
Of course, reminding us all of what Prabhupada said.
当然，每次我们听说阿叔怎么说的时候，也是在提醒我们，圣Prabhupada是怎么说的。
But they often quote you as authority. Ashu said.
总之，奉献者总把您当作总是说阿叔说阿叔说过。
No, so thank you so much for that.
I'm going to be in trouble with that.
Devotees got so much benefit.
Because they also Prabhupada also that they quote me. Prabhupada said. I don't remember have said that.
Prabhupada 说了，我们也中国的奉献者也很习惯说阿叔说了，阿叔说过。
Yeah.
But Prabhupada said, they say, Prabhupada said, they say, Prabhupada said, but I didn't say that.
但是 Prabhupada 说，他们老说 Prabhupada 说 Prabhupada 说，但是我没这么说过。
So I may be misquoted also.
If you say, then they're devoted. If you say that Ashu said.Make sure that you really know what he said. Don't just make something up.
Yeah.
所以你们下次在引用阿叔的话的时候，说阿叔说的，一定要确保这确实是阿叔说的，自己不要编造。
Quote your source. Was it from a Gita class, a Bhagavatam class, a personal meeting? Let's get it clear.
你要引用阿叔的话，一定要有具体的来源。阿叔在哪次讲课当中说的，还是在哪次见奉献者的时候说的？到底是在什么情况下说的？要有准确的来源。
Yeah.
Better you read more Srila Prabhupada's books and quote what Srila Prabhupada says in his books.、
Mm.
阿叔说最好你们多读圣 Prabhupada 的书籍，下次多引用圣 Prabhupada 说的话。
Yes, said Srila, I read Srila Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita in this verse, Prabhupada said this and that, quote from Srila Prabhupada's books. This is your real authority.
要从圣 Prabhupada 的书籍当中去引述，我读了圣 Prabhupada 在薄伽梵歌当中那个师节是这么说了，这才是你们真正的权威。
Oh, Maharaj, just the final words. I am the one who is very grateful for being in this part of the world, and I'm particularly grateful to you and Goswami Maharaj because you are the ones who hosted me in the very beginning, invited me, and took very affectionate care of me to the point that I became so committed that I didn't want to leave this part of the world. So it's due to the association of you and Goswami Maharaj, Tamalkrishna Goswami, that I had the heart to commit myself to this wonderful mission. And of course, the wonderful devotees there who are always very, very caring and very affectionate every time I visit them or even online.They give so much support. So this, I'm eternally indebted to all of you because this is a wonderful opportunity that I don't want to give up in any way.
而是说我其实我想说的是我特别的感谢特别的感激能够在这个世界的这片地区中国地区去服务最感谢的是最初能够来到这个地方服务是因为 Kamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj 还有 Gidar Maharaj 您本人对我的关照让我你们用爱心的关照着我支持着我让我能够把全身心的投入到这个这一片地区的传教使命当中来让我都不愿意离开那同时还有中国地区的奉献者们给了我太多的关爱和支持即便是在线上讲课的时候大家也给了我大量的支持我特别的感恩而且我很说什么我都不愿意放下在为中国使命的服务。
Well, so you have to call it China family instead of China mission.
我都不愿意说是中国使命，我更愿意说是中国家庭。
I think that Sati Mataji has summed it up quite nicely. I see that she wrote in the chat.All Chinese devotees love dear Ashu.
Sati Mataji 在这个对话框里面做了一个完美的总结。他说，所有中国奉献者都爱着亲爱的阿叔。
I am also a Chinese devotee.
Maharaj 说，我也是一个中国奉献者。
Me too.
阿叔说，我也属于中国奉献者。
So yeah, so thank you for the kind words, but
thank you.
I feel more benefited, I think, from your association than I think that you have gotten from mine, that's for sure.
Don't translate that.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you so much. And we appreciate it.Thank you, Sati Mataji, for facilitating, and thank you, Shyamalila Mataji, for translation this morning.
感谢阿叔的分享，感谢 Sati Mataji 一如既往的主持今天的早课，感谢 Shyamalila Mataji 的翻译 ，Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Please take care.
Jai Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Bol.
Jai Hare Bol.
Thank you, Ashu.